Today we'll be doing Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Mshachach lehaniach tzitzis u'tfilin yochol lahafsik bein haprakim lehanichan vivarech aleihem." If one forgot to put on tzitzis or tefillin, he can pause bein haprakim in between paragraphs of Shema, put them on, and even make a bracha. However, the Rama says, "V'yeshomim shelo yivarech aleihem ad acharati levachi nahag le'inyan talis." However, the Rama says that our minhag is not to make a bracha at least on the talis until after Shemona Esrei. For the tefillin, maybe our minhag would be to make the bracha then. The Mishnah Berurah Tziv Katan Yadal tells us, "Im shachach o shehaya anus shelo haya lo tzitzis u'tfillin mitchila," or it was out of your control, you didn't have access to your tzitzis or to your talis or your tefillin originally. If you get your talis until in the middle of the paragraph, you should wait until you're in between a paragraph to put them on so you can make the bracha.
So the Mishnah Berurah
says that's only true if you're in the middle of Yotzer Or or Avarabba. Once you're in Shema, you stop what you're up to, put your tefillin on right away, because you're supposed to recite every word of Shema while wearing tefillin. Talis devetzitzes eno chovas gavra sheim ein lo talis patr mitzitzes v'yuchal likros kriyishma b'litzitzes alkein mikre havsaka de abracha likros kriyishma b'litzitzes alkein mikre havsaka. Rather, I came across how such an idea bracha of tefillin to who chovas haguf the gam built the tefillin who came made the sheker ba'atzu chas shalom sheomer ukshartam veino veinenu kosher alkein naktil kadei harishon delo chashiva havesik. So the Mishnah Berurah distinguishes between a talis and tefillin, because a talis technically is not a real obligation. If you're not wearing a beged of arba kanfus, you don't have to wear tzitzis. Therefore, to make a bracha on your talis bein haprakim would be more like a havesik, but tefillin is an objective obligation to wear. And if you say ukshartam lo sal yadecha without wearing tefillin, it's like you're testifying falsely. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says our minhag is that you do make the bracha on tefillin in between paragraphs. The chol zelin in habracha aval halavishul levada mutter, but just to put the talis on without a bracha is okay. Liachar tili mashmiyish batzitzes vivarach. When you finish one esrei, you touch the tzitzes, then you make the bracha. Mashma beveisil seif daafilu beemtza haperek mutter halavisha levad miperek rishon shal kriyashma. It sounds like you can even put your talis on in the middle of the paragraph, except in the middle of the first one. We assume like the Rama. If you're embarrassed to sit in shul without wearing a talis, then everyone agrees that you could put it on in between paragraphs with a bracha. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Ziv Gimel tomorrow.